Let me just thank you for coming out this afternoon. We're running late because it was a very important meeting for us, and I thought it was important to take as many comments and questions as I possibly could. My sense is that we are dealing here with a very significant problem, which is going to require the attention of the state of California, the water users, and of the federal government to get to a solution. We have a system that was built to serve 18 million people. The population of California is now almost at 35 million people and is on its way to 50 million people. The system that we currently have needs to be updated in a way that will address the ecosystem issues of the Bay Delta and at the same time create reliability and certainty with respect to the water supply in the Bay Delta. David Hayes, who is Deputy Secretary of Interior, will be staying here in California, along with Mike Connor, the Commissioner of Reclamation, to work with the Governor's Office and all of the organizations that have been part of the Bay Delta conservation effort to determine a best way forward. It is my hope that this very complex problem presents a crisis for us, which is also an opportunity. I think in crisis, we can find opportunity, and the opportunity here is to move forward and to fix these problems and address these challenges, which have been long festering problems here in California, in a thoughtful way that will make sure that the concerns that people addressed here today are in fact addressed. So with that, I'd be happy to take questions of either myself or Deputy Secretary David Hayes. Of course. Yes. Bueno, el plan va a ser para componer lo que se tiene que hacer en el sistema de agua para que haya, vamos a tener agua para los de las fincas y luego también agua para el ambiente y para las otras cosas que queremos defender. Pero se requiere un esfuerzo que va a ser un esfuerzo comprehensivo y no se puede hacer nomás con miedo o con... O con asalto. Se tiene que hacer en una manera donde vamos a estar trabajando mano en mano con los usadores de agua y el Estado de California.
¿Cuál sería el primer paso entonces?
El primer paso es de completar el Bay Delta Conservation Plan, que ya han pasado bastantes meses trabajando en ese proyecto y completándolo en una manera donde el plan final va a ser un plan que pertenece no nomás al Estado de California, pero también a los departamentos de los Estados Unidos. Yes. The water curtailments have occurred in part because of the Endangered Species Fish and Wildlife Service opinion in December are not effective beginning July 1 through the remainder of the year because the time that is sensitive for the endangered species here is in the springtime. And so by operation of the opinion itself, the water that can be pumped will be able to be pumped in full capacity beginning on July 1. Is that right, David? The reality is, yes, there is a very great possibility that what will happen is that there will be curtailments next year. And so that is why time is of the essence here. There is an urgency to getting the whole program moving forward in a manner that will address some short-term and mid-term undertakings as well as dealing with the long-term set of challenges that we face. I'm going to have David describe it, but it is a project which we are working on through the Bureau of Reclamation, and what we hope to do is to take an expedited review of that particular project. David?
Sure. The Two Gates Project is a proposal to literally put gates in at the head of two of the tributaries that go down to where the pumps are. And the hope is that during the sensitive periods of smelt in the vicinity of those pumps, the gates would come down, the smelt would not be able to then be in the stream that has the reverse flow as it pulls toward the pump. What we're doing right now is checking with our Fish and Wildlife Service experts to see if, in fact, in their view, those gates would be effective in being protective of the smelt during those periods.
Yes? Yes.
David, go ahead.
Sure. The Bay Delta Conservation Plan is essentially a habitat conservation plan that tries to look at all of the major factors affecting the ecosystem of the Bay Delta. And it's been launched as a result of the vision process that the governor kicked off. The hope is that by the end of this year, some of the basic conservation planning will be completed. And the schedule suggests that perhaps by the end of next year, this process will be complete. We have been involved, the federal agencies have been involved, but not in as fulsome a way as we will now be involved. And our interest is in making sure that the very tough questions get brought forward early so that we really take on these issues and try to work them through and make major progress this year.
That for the first time in a long time that President Obama and his administration for the federal government are going to be focused to help hand-in-hand with the state of California and the water users to resolve these problems. Frankly, there was not a lot of attention paid to these problems, and so they have been built up over time. It's time to take a look at the set of challenges in a very comprehensive way and to come up with solutions. Some of them will be implemented in the nearer term. Some of them are going to be implemented in the longer term, but it is a very, very complex issue. Yes?
So one of the harder questions or proposals that I heard today was invoking the God Squad. And I'm wondering if that really is an option to, what I understand is when you invoke it, you could actually allow fishermen, salmon, or the Delta smelt to go extinct. Is that going to be considered at all to convene the God Squad?
You know, for this time, my view is that that would be admitting failure. It would essentially create a circumstance where we would be saying to the whole ecosystem restoration effort that people have worked on so hard here in California that we have failed. I am not about admitting failure. I want us to succeed. And for us to succeed, it means that we're going to have to meet the goals that were set out in the visioning process, and that is that we have certainty and reliability with respect to water supplies, and that we also fulfill our responsibility of restoring the ecosystem for the many native species that depend on the Delta.
And is there a continued commitment to the San Joaquin renewal? Is that a part of your plan to continue with the flow of water from the San Joaquin River?
The answer to that is yes, and I'm going to have David address it in just in one more second. I want to add one more comment on the God Squad issue, because I think it's important for people in California to understand why it's an easy political sloganeering that can be used to try to say we can solve this problem right away. It's rarely been invoked. The God Squad has rarely been invoked, and in those circumstances where it has been invoked, it has just continued to create litigation and bottleneck problems for addressing the issues that were supposed to be addressed at the outset. One of those times when it was invoked was with the spotted owl in just north of California. That problem has not gotten any easier. And so what we really need to do is to come up with solutions that address the real problems that bring us to the conflict that we're in today. I'm going to talk a little bit about the San Joaquin.
Just a very quick word on the San Joaquin Restoration Act, which is part of the Public Lands Omnibus Act. Secretary Salazar, of course, when he was in the Senate, was a full supporter of that piece of legislation and helped with the administration in getting it across the finish line. So certainly, and the Bureau of Reclamation has a big role to play in bringing about the restoration of the San Joaquin. It's definitely part of our responsibility, and will be part of any planning for the entire Delta. We will be assuming the restoration of the San Joaquin in accordance with the new law.
Yes.
Some members of the congressional delegation mentioned some action they thought you could take that would expedite the Two Gates project and allow construction to begin this fall. Do you see that as viable?
Yeah, we will take a hard look at that project and how fast we might be able to move it forward. I don't know whether this fall is realistic, but I do know that it is a project which is now on a high priority list for the Commissioner of Reclamation, who was with us today, and it will be part of what Deputy Secretary David Hayes, working with the other agencies that he helps me oversee and the Department of Interior, will have on their radar screen as a priority item to address. Yes?
Where do you stand on the Peripheral Canal and Moore Dams, which are part of the Delta Vision and Bay Delta Conservation Plan? They've been included as options within that.
You know, I think water supply infrastructure options need to be looked at. I am not at a point where I'm taking any position on the Peripheral Canal or other kinds of water supply reservoirs that might be built in a plan that addresses both water supply and water reliability on the one hand, and ecosystem restoration. Those they have to be intertwined. But that's why David Hayes is here. I mean, for me as Secretary of Interior, I rely on David Hayes on many things. I mean, I have a department with 70,000 employees and with facilities in each of our 50 states and territories and responsibilities all over this world. But I am spending a significant amount of my time on this issue and have assigned my deputy secretary to co-lead this effort with the state of California so we can find those solutions. And I expect that those solutions will have significant water supply components, but I'm not at a point in time yet where I can say this is what the, you know, this particular solution is one that I will, one that makes sense. That will be part of, that will be the outcome of this effort that David will undertake. Yes. You know, I think that we can do a lot with respect to water conservation. And in fact, when you look at municipal water providers in California already, they are using a lot less water per capita than they were 10 or 15 years ago. And that's because the new era of water conservation has, in fact, arrived and now includes concepts like recycling. So we have many of the water providers here in California that have already embraced an ethic of conservation, and that will continue to be the case. I also think that one of the realities of a successful plan with respect to water supply has to do with how we manage our water supplies. We know we have a limited water supply in California. We have demands that outstrip the water supply that we have. But there are ways in which you can deal from a water management perspective in a way that allows us to stretch that supply. Conservation is one, but management is another. We have some kinds of crops that consumptively use much more water than others. And so there may be, over time, a change in the crop patterns here in California. But that's addressing the reality of a finite water supply, which is true of the arid parts of our country. You had one more question. You know, we have a drought task force where we are involved with the Department of Agriculture. And, in fact, those are inquiries that we are making there. What is the kind of assistance that might be available to farmers who are affected by the lack of water supply through the mechanisms and the pots of money that we have. As a U.S. senator, I fought very hard to include a provision in the Farm Bill that created an agriculture disaster assistance fund as a trust fund. And so we will consult with the Department of Agriculture to determine how we can provide assistance to some of the short-term pain that is being felt here in the Valley. Thank you all very much for covering this. I appreciate it.